Hi and welcome to my talk. I'm David Georg Reichelt from University of Leipzig, and I'm going to show you how to identify performance changes at code level in CI. Often if you think about performance, you think about scaling microservices or finding the bottleneck in your database. This time it's about the internal performance of your components, so the performance at code level, since your software will only perform good if your components internally perform good. To measure the performance at code level, I'm developing the tool PEAS, which stands for Performance Analysis of Software Systems, and which finds a piece of all problems, so the problems at code level, not the problems at architecture or deployment level. Currently, PEAS is a research prototype and then a project funded by the German Federal Ministry for Research and Education. We're working together with industry partners to make PEAS usable for everyday software development. Now some people may say, hey, I'm a confident developer, I know what my software does at code level, and therefore I do not need to measure the performance in every version. While in many cases this might be true, in many cases you know what performance impact your code changes has. Often you do a lot of changes, like in this commit, and if you make a lot of commits, make a lot of changes in one commit, then it might happen that you overlook a change, and therefore better safe than sorry. If you measure the performance at code level, you can assure or at least be more confident that you do not overlook a performance regression. And the second reason why you should measure the performance at code level lies in the nature of modern languages like Java. So PEAS measures Java. Here are two versions of the same functionality. You might now guess what's the faster version. In fact, it's the right-hand side in most current OpenJDK versions. And this is the case due to internal optimizations of the JVM. So the JVM does internal optimizations, which slow down the left-hand side. If you want to know in depth why this happens, have a look at this paper. But all in all, it's hard to know what's the best implementation at code level, and therefore to have the best performance at code level in your application, you'll need to measure the performance. Now, to measure the performance of our software, we need a specification of the workload to measure and a tool to execute this specification. This can be done using benchmarks, which test a component or a part of a component, or load tests, which send requests to a system and thereby measure how the system performs under load. In an ideal world, we would maintain such benchmark or load test specifications with our repository, but since this is time-consuming, in real world, less than 1% of all projects maintains such load test scripts or benchmark specifications.